Sie die Meldung.
Now for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might gold for the things to be made of gold, and silver for the things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance.
我为我神的殿已经尽力，预备金子做金器，银子做银器，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙、可镶嵌的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多汉白玉。
Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
So we are reading here about David's preparation to build the house of God.
这里我们读到大卫为建造神的殿所预备的材料。
There is not a great deal about the house of God in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament we find so much.
在新约里面我们并没有读到关于建造神殿的很多内容，但是在旧约里面却谈到了很多。And
the one thing that is very clear in the Old Testament is that only a king could build this house.
在旧约里面很清楚的一点给我们看到，只有国王
The house was for God.
这个殿是为神所建造的。
It was not for man.
这个殿不是为人的。
It was God's dwelling place.
这殿是神所居住的地方。
And we remember that in Psalm 132, the Lord says, "This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell."
我们记得在诗篇132篇里面说到，神说。 这是我永久安息的地方，我要居住在这里。So
this is the thing that comes out very clearly in the Old Testament. Only a king could build a house like this.
所以在旧约里面很清楚地给我们看到，只有国王他才可以为神建殿。So
now we turn over into the New Testament.
现在我们就翻到新约。And
into the Gospel of John in chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
And here we read of the Lord Jesus when he came into the temple in Jerusalem and saw it filled with merchants whose only desire was to make money.
这里我们看到主耶稣来到耶路撒冷神的殿，看到做买卖的商人在那里，就想赚钱。
And we know that the Lord became very angry when he saw this, and he drove them out of the temple.
我们知道主在这里非常的气愤，就把这些做买卖的都赶了出去。
And when the disciples saw that, they remembered that in the scripture, this was said of David, "Zeal for your house has consumed me."
他的门徒看到这情景，就想起诗篇上记着说，大卫王，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。And
just as David was so passionate to build God's house, now they are seeing in the Lord Jesus the same passion.
就好像大卫王是那么热切的为要造神的殿，这里主耶稣为着神的殿也是那样的焦急。And
they say to the Lord, the Jews said to the Lord, "Well, you're doing this. What sign do you show us?"
犹太人就问主说：“你既然做这些事，还有什么神迹给我们看呢？”
What they were saying to him was, "Prove to us that you're the Messiah if you're going to act like this."
他们所说的意思就是说，你来。 证明给我们看，你就是弥赛亚。如果你这样的做这些事情
And Jesus answered, Destroy this house, and in 3 days I will raise it up again.
耶稣回答说, 你们拆毁这殿, 我3日内要再建立起来。
And when they heard that, they were confused.
犹太人听到这句话就很不明白。
They said, You're talking madness.
他们说你发疯了吗?
This temple took 46 years to build.
这殿可是花了46年的时间才造成的。
What are you talking about? You're going to raise it up in 3 days.
你说什么? 你3天里面就可以再建立起来吗?
But we know that the words that Jesus spoke are spirit and life.
但我们知道主耶稣所说的话就是灵是生命。
And what the Lord Jesus was saying to them is, I am that house.
主耶稣所说的话就是，我就是那殿。This
resting place for God amongst man.
我就是那神在人中间所安息的居所。I
am that house.
我就是那一个殿。Of
course, they couldn't understand him.
当然，犹太人并不明白他所说的。But
can we?
那我们明白吗？
The Lord didn't confuse them.
主耶稣,
he did confuse them.
主耶稣使这些人都搞不清楚, 搞不明白。
But it was deliberate.
但主耶稣是故意这样讲的。
Because in his words are a profound truth.
因为在他的话里有那深邃的真理。
Do we see it?
我们有没有看到呢?
But then we listen to what he said.
然后我们听他是怎么讲的?
Destroy this house, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
你们拆毁这殿, 我3日内要再建立起来。
So in the first instance he said, I am that house.
所以一开始他说, 我就是那殿。
Because we understand that he was speaking of himself.
我们知道因为主耶稣讲话, 是拿着自己的身体来指着这殿说的。
And he was saying to them, This is the sign that I am the Messiah, that when I die, I shall rise again.
然后他就说, 我给你们一个记号来证明我是弥赛亚, 就是当我死了以后, 我会复活。
But at the same time, he was saying, I am that house.
但同时他又在说, 我就是那殿。
And at the same time, he was saying, I will raise up that house in my resurrection.
在同时他又在向他们说, 我会在我的复活中把这个殿重新兴起来。
So we have two things.
所以我们这里有两件事情。
I am the house.
我就是那殿。
I will build the house.
我会建造这圣殿。
I am that house.
我就是那殿。
I will build that house.
我会建造那殿。
Where will he build it?
他在哪里建造这殿呢?
In his resurrection.
就在他的复活中建造这殿。
This is something, isn't it?
这实在是了不起的事情。
When we hear this, we're entering into something which is not of this world.
当我们听到这些话的时候, 我们是进入了一些不是属于现在这个物质世界的东西。
He is going to build a dwelling place for God.
他要为神来建造神的居所。
He is going to give God his heart's desire.
他要将神的心意来给我们。
And he's going to do it in his resurrection.
而且他要在他的复活中来做这件事情。
Can we understand this?
我们能明白吗?
We know that the Lord Jesus was to be crucified.
我们知道主耶稣会被钉十字架。
Why did he die?
他为什么要死?
Well, that's an easy question, isn't it?
这问题好像很容易回答。You
can answer that question, can't you?
你能回答这问题?
He died for our sins.
他死是为了我们的罪。He
died because of what we are.
他死是为了我们的本相。Our
sins have separated us from God.
是我们的罪将他从与神来分割。And
all the sacrifices in the Old Testament were but a picture of this one sacrifice.
所有旧约里面的献祭,就是为了这一个献祭的,都是这一个献祭的图片。The
blood of bulls and goats would never reconcile us to God.
公牛,公山羊的血, 不能够把我们带到神面前与他和好。
But the blood of Christ will, has reconciled us to God.
但是基督的血却能够也已经把我们带到神的面前与他和好。
But that's not all, is it?
但那还不是所有的全部。
He died for our sins.
他为我们的罪死了。
But we know there's more than that.
我们知道还有更多的事情。
Actually, when we look into the Old Testament, we see it.
当我们看旧约的时候，我们就可以看到。
In the Old Testament, we see Israel brought out of Egypt.
在旧约的地方，我们看到以色列从埃及出来。
And that was when they were set free from slavery.
也就是他们被从埃及的奴隶里面解脱出来的时候。
And in the Red Sea,
在红海。
The army of Egypt perished.
法老的军队就死在红海里面灭亡。
And on the other side of the Red Sea,
在红海的那一头呢？
Israel rejoiced.
以色列民众他们欢呼喜乐。
They said, "We are saved."
他们说我们得救了。
We are saved from our enemy.
我们从我们敌人的手里面被救
出来了。And they praised the Lord.
他们就感谢神。
Because Pharaoh's army died in the Red Sea.
因为法老的军队在红海里全部都死了。
So we can see the picture here.
我们这里就看到一幅图画。
By the blood of the Lamb, they came out safe. They were saved from judgment.
因着羔羊的血，他们从审判中被拯救出来。
And in the Red Sea, we see kind of a death and a resurrection.
从红海里面，我们看到死、死亡，又看到复活。
And Pharaoh died in the Red Sea.
法老的军队在红海里死了。
But then later,
但之后呢？
Many years later,
很多年以后，
they came to the land where the Lord had promised that they would dwell.
他们来到了那一片土地，就是神应许他们要居住的土地。
And the same thing happened again.
同样的事情发生了。
Again, the waters parted.
同样的，这个河水分开了。
And again, Israel went through on dry land.
然后以色列民众又从干地上走了过去。
Now the question is,
现在问题是，
we know who died in the Red Sea.
我们知道死淹死在红海里的是谁。
But who died in the Jordan?
但是淹死在约旦河里面的是谁呢？
Israel.
是以色列人。
Because what Joshua did was he took stones, 12 stones, and he put them in the river where the priests stood.
因为约书亚他捡了十二块石头放在河当中祭司所站的地方。
And he took 12 stones out of the river and put them on the bank where Israel stood.
然后他又从河当中拿了十二块石头把它们放在岸边以色列民站的地方。
And this was the picture.
这就是一幅图画。
Of death.
这幅图画是关于死亡。
And life out of death.
和从死亡出来的生命。
Who died in the Jordan?
谁在约旦河里死了？
Israel died in the Jordan.
是以色列人在约旦河里死了。
And that tells us the second meaning of the cross.
那就告诉我们关于十字架的第二层含义。
In the cross, we are set free from the penalty of our sin.
在十字架上，我们从罪和审判里面被拯救出来。
But in the cross, we die.
但在十字架上，我们也死了。
But we are joined together with the Lord in His death.
我们与基督与我们的主在死的上面联合了。
And if we don't understand that, however will we understand that we're joined with him in his resurrection.
如果我们不明白这一点，那我们怎么来明白与基督在复活上联合呢？
And now we come back to the words of the Lord.
现在我们再回到主的话上。
In 3 days, I will raise it up.
在三天之内，我要复活。
The house of God was to be built.
神的殿会重新建造。
But where?
但是在哪里呢？
On resurrection ground.
是在复活的基础上。
On the resurrection side of the cross.
是在十字架那复活的那层含义的基础上。
Not on this side of the cross.
不是在十字架的这一面。
The same picture we see in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里看到同样一幅图画。
David could not build the house.
就是大卫王不能够建造圣殿。
Solomon built the house.
是所罗门王建造了圣殿。
David fought the wars.
大卫打了很多仗。
David won the victory.
大卫得胜。
Solomon reigned in peace and glory.
是所罗门王在平安和荣耀里面在统治着这个王国。
And here we have a picture of death, of the Lord Jesus winning the victory through his death and the glory of his resurrection.
所以我们在这里的图画就是在一方面基督在十字架里面胜过死亡，另一方面他在荣耀里面复活了。
But the house is built by Solomon.
而那一座圣殿呢，是所罗门王建造的。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们来说意味着什么？
We want to give God his heart's desire.
我们想照着神的心意去做。
We want the Lord to be glorified.
我们想要神来因着我们被得荣耀。
We want to know the abundance of his provision which he promised for his house.
我们想知道他为着我们所预备的那一个丰富。
Where is that house?
那座殿在哪里呢？
It is on resurrection ground.
是在复活的根基上。
The Lord Jesus is ascended into heaven.
主耶稣已经升上了高天。
He is raised up.
他已经复活。
He is in the presence of his Father.
他已经在父神的面前。
And at the end of the scripture, we see that holy Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
在圣经的末了，我们看到新耶路撒冷从天而降。
God's dwelling place is in the spiritual realm.
神的居所是在一个属灵的疆界。
And God's dwelling place with his people is in the spiritual realm.
神与他百姓同住的这个居所也是在属灵的疆界里。
Let us look at Galatians.
让我们来看。
And chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
And verse 20.
第二章第二十节。
Paul says,I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
Ah, there's something.
这里讲到一些事情。
Christ lives in me.
就是基督在我里面活着。
When God the Father looked upon his Son, he said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
当父神看着他的儿子说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Here, the Lord had rest.
在那里，我们的主得到了安息。
Here, the Lord was satisfied.
在那里，主的心意得到了满足。
He was satisfied with his Son.
他被他的爱子所满足。
But now, Christ lives in me.
但现在，基督活在我的里面。
Can God look upon me?
所以，父神能不能看着我说？
And be satisfied?
然后他得到了满足。
Can God look upon me and have rest?
神能不能看着我而得到安息呢？
Christ lives in me.
基督在我里面活着了。
Yes.
是啊。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Whatever is going to come from me is not going to satisfy God.
从我自己里面出来的不能使神得到满足。
He will not find any satisfaction in my ambitions.
他不能在我的雄心壮志里面得到满足。
In my wisdom.
或者在我人的智慧里面得着满足。
In my lust.
在我的欲望里面得着满足。
In all that seeking after earthly glory and earthly pleasure and earthly position, none of that will satisfy God.
他不会在我追求那世界的金钱、名誉、世界的荣耀里面使父神的心得到满足。
But Christ in me.
但是如果基督在我里面。
But Paul is a practical man.
以前我是一个好像很实际的人。
And he says, but I'm on the earth.
保罗说，我在地上。
that I'm living here amidst all the difficulties and all the trials and all the temptations of this life.
保罗说，我在地上，我活的，我生活的周围充满了试炼，充满了艰苦，充满了苦难。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
但是现在我活着，是因为基督将他，神将他的儿子给我，我为他活着。
In another place he said, for me to live is Christ.
在另外一处，保罗说道，我活着就是基督。
Everything is Christ.
一切都是基督。
That is how Paul lived.
那就是保罗。
And that is how we are called to live.
保罗这样活着，也是我们被召要这样活着。
Where everything is Christ.
就是一切都是基督。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Well, it means I have a problem.
意思就是说我有一个问题。
I have an ordinary human problem.
我有一个通常人都会碰到的问题。
We saw some of the problems last night on the stage.
昨天晚上我们看到很多问题在舞台上表演。
How am I going to solve my problem?
那我怎么来解决这些问题呢？
What am I going to bring to this problem?
我拿什么来对付这些问题呢？
There are many books out there.
世界上有很多书籍。
That can give you advice on what you should do with your human problems.
来告诉你，你面对人生问题的时候应该怎么做。
But we know there is but one answer.
但我们知道，答案只有一个。
Bring Christ into this problem.
就是将基督带到你的问题当中去。
Every problem that you solve apart from Christ is not solved.
任何一个你没有将基督带进来一起所解决的问题，就是没有得到根本的解决的。
Every blessing that you seek apart from Christ will be a curse to you.
如果你在基督以外去寻找祝福，那最后会成为对你的咒诅。
God will only be satisfied with his son.
父神只能够被他的爱子所满足。
Only a king can build this house.
只有一个国王可以建造他的殿。
Only a king can provide the riches, the treasure that is this house.
只有一个王可以为建殿预备那么多的金银财宝。
Only a divine life will glorify God.
只有一个神圣的生命才可以荣耀神。
Brothers and sisters, this is very practical.
弟兄姐妹，这些实在是非常实际的事情。
All that's not of Christ is a waste.
任何不是从基督来的事情都是浪费。
All of our religion that comes from ourselves and that is for us is a waste of time.
所有我们里面的宗教热情如果是从我们自己出来的，不是为神的，都是一个浪费。
It is the Lord Jesus only who must fill us and be preeminent amongst us.
只有主耶稣基督，我们应该让他来充满我们里面，成为我们的首要。
And do you think that's going to be easy?
你觉得这样做会很容易吗？
No, no, no.
不会。
Satan will leave us alone.
绝对不会，因为撒旦不会罢休的。
Satan will yawn in our face.
撒旦会冲着我们的脸大叫。
He said, "I don't need to worry about you."
他会说，我才不担心你呢。
You can have your meetings.
你们去聚会吧。
You can have your picnics.
你们可以去啊野餐。
You can have your family conferences.
你可以在那里参加特会。
You can do whatever you like.
你可以做你喜欢什么你就去做什么。
You can read the Bible.
你可以去读圣经啊。
You can memorize the Bible.
你也可以去背圣经啊。
He wouldn't care.
他才不管呢。
But just not Christ.
但是基督。
Not his life.
你不能有基督的生命。
Not him preeminent.
你不能让他来居首位。
Not him living in you.
撒旦会说不能让他住在你的生命里。
That will be opposed.
那是撒旦所要攻击你的事情。
Our living faith will be opposed.
那就是我们活的信心。
Our desire to give Christ his place.
就是我们要将我们里面 的生命来给基督。
Our desire to pay a price to know Him.
就是我们愿意为认识基督而付代价。
Our willingness to be separate for Him.
我们愿意为着神而被分别为圣。
Is it real?
这是真的吗？
You know, sometimes I talk to children.
有时候我向小朋友们讲到。
It's so interesting.
非常有意思。
Parents need to understand this.
请家长们明白这些事情。
You know what your children are?
你知道你的孩子是什么样的吗？
They are a window into your home.
他们就是你家庭的一扇窗户。
And we look in.
我们就从这扇窗户往里面看。
And we see what you have taught your children.
我们从他们身上就看到你是怎么教他们的。
And what you have not taught them.
你什么东西没有教他们。
We see what values you've given them.
我们可以看到你给他们是怎么样一个价值
观。And how you're training them.
你是怎么在培训他们的。
To be children of the devil.
使他们成为一个撒旦的儿女。
To be children of the world.
还是一个世界的儿女。
To follow worldly ambition.
是不是在追随着这世界上的野心，
to pursue all that will perish,
在追求这个会灭亡的世界，
and all that crucified Christ,
还是去追求被钉十字架的基督。
If you do that,
如果你是这样做的话，
we see that,
我们可以看到。
And then the Sunday school teachers,
然后主日学的老师，
they say, I've got half an hour,
主日学的老师说我只有半个小时，
to teach them the word of God,
来教将神的话语教导他们。
And 167 and a half hours, they're being taught the opposite.
然后剩下那167个半的小时呢，他们被教导一些属世的东西。
God help us if we are so hypocritical.
如果我们是这样的假冒伪善的话，愿神来帮助我们。
God help us if we are those who draw near with our lips, but our heart.Is far from him.
如果我们是在用嘴唇来亲近他，心切远离他的话，求神来帮助我们。
The reality of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣那一个实际。
Cannot be known in a comfortable, easy, middle-class sort of life.
是不能从一个安逸享乐的一个中产阶级那样的生活方式里面寻找到的。
It is known by a living faith that costs you.
只有从一个活活的信心，并且是一个付代价的信心里面才能够找到的。
It is known by your taking a risk.
你必须为此而冒风险。
But if I go this way, my children may not find a marriage partner.
我如果走这条路的话，可能我孩子以后就找不到对象。
If I serve the Lord, no man will want to marry me.
如果我服侍神的话，可能没有人愿意和我结婚。
If I don't get a wife soon, they'll all be gone.
如果我再不结婚的话，我就找不到对象了。
You know, we may have money.
你知道，我们可能有钱。
And of course, we will be married.
是啊，我们以后也会结婚。
And we will have children.
以后也会有孩子。
All these things, we can have them.
所有这些事情我们都可以做的。
We can have them in our life.
我们可以在我们自己的生活中去完成这些事。
But we cannot have them in our heart.
但是我们却不能在我们的心里面真正的得到这些事情。
Only Christ there.
只有基督。
Only Christ must fill our heart.
只有基督，他可以使我们的心满足。
You know, for the young men.
对年轻人来说。
You want to be strong.
你愿意成为一个强壮的人。
Well, why don't you be strong?
那你为什么就不做一个强壮的人呢？
And why don't you take your stand with Jesus?
你为什么不就刚强的与主耶稣站在一起呢？
And when all your friends want to run in this direction, why don't you just go in that direction?
当你所有的朋友都走那个方向的时候，你为什么就不能与主走那条路呢？
Why don't you show that you are strong?
为什么不让别人看到你是一个坚强的
人？ Why don't you take a stand?
为什么不拿出一个立场来呢？
And for the young women,
对于年轻的女孩子来说，
you want to be beautiful.
你希望成为一个美丽的女子。
You want to be attractive.
你希望吸引人。
Well, why don't you pursue beauty that lasts?
那为什么你就不能寻求那永存的美丽呢？
And why don't you attract a few angels?
为什么不去吸引一些天使们呢？
By a godly life.
用神圣敬虔的生活，生活生命。
Your turn. A beauty that will only increase with your age, not diminish.
用那一个美丽是只能够增加你，是只会增加而不会消失的那个美丽，你去追求它呢？
You know what I'm saying.
你懂我的意思。
Let us be real.
让我们做一个现实的人。
Let us bring Christ into everything.
把基督带进你所做的每一件事。
Let us not be hypocrites.
让我们不要做假冒伪善的人。
Let us not pretend to love him, but let us show our love by our life.
让我们不要装着来爱他，让我们用我们的生命来向他表示我们的爱。
And in the resurrection of Christ.
还有就是在复活基督的生命里面。
In that new life.
在那一个新生命里面，
in that risen life which will be seen in us,
在那一个复活的生命是别人在我们身上看得见的。
God will have a dwelling place.
在那里神会找到一个居所。
God will have his heart's desire.
在那里神的心意将得到满足。
And God will be glorified.
在那里神将会被得荣耀。